I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Wrestling has kept her booked and busy, and she's America's favorite Lizzie. It's Watch What Happens Live with Hilary Duff and Nikki Bella now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse with one woman whose sister is an amazing support system and another who once said, "I want a bra." My first guest famously played a teen whose cartoon self was known to give soliloquies, and now she's starring in a show where the disembodied voice of her future self will talk your ear off. Watch season 2 of How I Met Your Father Tuesdays only on Hulu, and say hi to Hilary Duff. Hi, Hilary. Great to see you. You know, my next guest is one half of your favorite WWE duo with her twin sister, Brie. Now you can follow her journey marrying her other half on her four-part wedding special, Nikki Bella Says I Do, Thursdays at 9 on E! Please welcome Nikki Bella. Hey, Nikki, great to see you. Have the two of you ever met?
No, we haven't.
Very good.
We have mutual friends.
We do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, I like that you're both in black.
I know,
well,
right?
We coordinated.
Yes, you did. Over at the bar, she's feeding us drinks until we all feel like sisters. It's Nikki's actual twin sister and her co-host of the Bellas podcast. New episodes drop Wednesdays. Brie Bella. Hey, Brie. Great to see you. Now, we know what's happening in your love life. What are you single these days, or what's happening?
Gosh, no, I mean, I've been married for a while.
Oh, okay. So well, there you go.
We dream about being single. But
do we? Okay, well, that's...
No, I'm kidding.
Right.
Okay. Great marriage.
Okay. okay, well, the night is just beginning. That's the beginning comment of the night. Since Hilary burst onto the scene as Lizzie McGuire back in 2001, her looks were widely considered to be a Y2K slay. But we want to know if it's time for her closet to come clean in a round of Keep It Today or So Yesterday. Hilary, some of your past looks are going to fly in like a bird that's already flown away. If you're still into them, say Keep It Today. Today, yes, we're going to do this with
I'm
all of your songs.
I'm taking a straw out of this wine.
Yes,
I'm
good. Go for it. If not, say So Yesterday, okay? Keep It Today or So Yesterday. Okay, we're going to start with this white column dress for the Perfect Man premiere in 2005. What are we doing here? Keep It Today or So Yesterday? Right here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm collecting my thoughts. Okay. I would say So Yesterday.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were gonna keep it. I like it.
You are.
Okay. Yeah. Here you are. What about this one? Keep It Today or So Yesterday?
I mean, it doesn't naturally want to find its way back into my wardrobe, but kids are doing this right now.
Okay. Maybe the jeans. I like the squat.
The squat?
It's kind of a little, I like the pose.
That's what the low-rise jean does, my friend.
Okay.
It makes everyone look like they're in a squat.
Here you are in 2003 at a Planet Hollywood event.
Yeah.
That is very 2003, sexy. Right?
Yes, okay. That Von Dutch number?
Yeah.
Yes. That hair is hurting my feelings.
Okay, well then.
Not that way.
Okay, now this is your 18th birthday party in 2005.
Yeah,
that's
cute. Keep her. She was Stella.
Yes.
I think that was the first time I wore Stella McCartney.
Okay, very good. I like it. Do you still have that dress?
She had not eaten a burger in a long time,
right.
Scout. But no, yeah, I might still have that dress.
Okay, very good. Here we are at the Kids' Choice Awards in 2003. The audience likes it.
I think the audience remembers this one.
Yeah.
I'm going to say... It's So Yesterday. She got it.
Okay. Here you are at the 2004 World Music Awards. I think that's cute.
I think it's cute.
I that's the problem. No. No, I think it's So Yesterday.
Okay. Here you are in 2003 at a movie premiere. Okay, that's cute.
Do you, sure, she's fine.
Okay.
Low-rise jeans coming back. You know?
Okay. Glamour Yay. Magazine's Woman of the Year Awards in 2005.
Oh, she's matronly.
Really?
I like that.
You do?
Yeah.
That's
something, yeah.
I think she's a little sad. Drag.
Okay, she's sad. She's throwing it away. Thank you very much for indulging us.
Those were the looks you chose?
Well, because we looked...
Were you trying... This? No. Okay, got it.
We chose
I know
them all from the early 2000s to say whether it could still play today
right.
or it was So Yesterday.
Right. Got it.
Okay. I thought there were a few in there that could still play today.
You did?
I did. Like the last one and the Stella McCartney, which you chose. There were some jeans I would maybe keep in the pile.
You wanted the Von Dutch pink one.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Nikki and Brie are identical twins, so I know that they feel very comfortable being stuffed together in my little clubhouse womb tonight.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to see if Nikki's ability to tell her and her sister apart leaves any womb for improvement. It's time for me or Brie. Nikki, I'm going to show you some extreme close-ups. You have to guess if you're looking at your sister, Brie, or yourself. Whose nose is this, yours or Brie's?
Oh, Brie's.
Let's reveal.
No,
it's yours. Okay, whose feet are these?
Oh, Brie, for sure. I hate when she wears those heels.
Wow, they are Brie's.
Those are great heels.
Your toes are like yelling at people.
Okay, whose arm is this, yours or Brie's?
Oh, mine. It is
yours, wow. Okay, whose lips are these, yours or Brie's?
Brie, that's so her face.
That is, yes. Whose neck is this, yours or Brie's?
Brie's. The moles,
yes. Oh, wow, the moles. Whose ear is this?
Beauty Marks. That's me.
Wow, how did you know that? The earring?
Because the earring.
The earring. My son actually just chewed that earring, and I found it in his
chewed
mouth.
Chewed it?
Oh, wow.
He literally chewed that top flower off.
So Yesterday.
Right.
Okay, whose bosom is this, yours or Brie's?
Oh, those are my girls.
Wow.
Yes. I am so impressed right now.
Whose locks are these, yours or Brie's?
Mine.
Wow.
Yep. And it's technically not mine, but mine.
Right, okay.
You bought it. It's yours.
Right? Yeah.
Whose teeth are these, yours or Brie's?
Oh, those have to be Brie's.
Those are yours.
Those are Brie's. Okay, last up, whose chin is this, yours or Brie's?
Brie's, mine would take more of a photo.
Wow, good job. Right,
thank you very much.
Okay. Hillary plays the role of Sophie in How I Met Your Father, which is not to be confused with Mamma Mia, where a woman named Sophie meets three potential papas. But if I hand my guests these sacred clubhouse gavels, will they issue rulings on which fathers they'd like to meet in real life? Let's find out in a round of Dilfy or Not Dilfy. The rules are easy. Bang your gavel every time you see a dad who you consider bangable.
Nice.
And I'm going to play too. Okay. Here we go. Starting with Lenny Kravitz.
Oh.
Dilfy. Yes. Okay. Very good. How about Jeff Goldblum? Okay. How about President Barack Obama? Okay. What about Adam Sandler?
He's funny. That's fun.
Yeah, he's funny. I know. I don't want to. Okay.
Oh.
What about Nick Cannon? I'm going to, well, I want to see what everybody else is having.
Same boat, right? We don't want to move
okay.
on to this kid.
What about Idris Elba?
Oh, yeah.
I don't, who is that?
That is, oh my God, it's major. He could be the next Bond.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's
okay, what about Billy Ray Cyrus?
That's kind of tough for me, actually.
Is it?
But
why?
I think
Did you have an experience with him?
No, maybe, I think maybe one time in my dreams, it was when it was like, don't tell my heart, my keep
right.
my heart.
Yes.
I think I was in high school. But
right.
I don't know now. There's something weird and different. I think he'd be cool and edgy
okay.
and like, creative.
I think you're going to bang your gavel.
Yeah, you know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, there you go.
Work through it.
Wow, that was such a journey.
Sometimes our vaginas need to work through it.
Yes.
Right.
Sometimes our vaginas need to work through it, which brings us to Prince Harry. Wow. Okay. And John Legend.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, not guilty. Okay, what about Eugene Levy?
No.
I mean, I love
him.
You
talk funny. I'd rather do him than
maybe
Adam
he's guilty.
Like
a grandpa, I'd like to. Okay, what about Scott Disick?
Is it bad that I think he'd totally have whiskey dick?
No,
are we allowed to say
I think.
Yeah, you can say it, and I think that that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Thank you for your rulings, lady. Sorry. Hillary just said. That was the game. That was it.
I was wanting more.
I know. Yeah, that
I
was fun,
see more
right?
men.
Let's keep this going.
Was very fun. Hillary, everyone wants to know when we can expect more music from you.
Oh, yes.
She's tired.
I know. But she's got the
wearing leather.
I know.
Maybe tonight.
Okay, good.
Woo.
You look ready. Any more Total Bellas on the horizon?
No. Well, that one I don't trust. But
okay.
No, I think after the wedding special and having Artem in our lives, I feel like Total Bellas has expanded more.
Yes.
And so to call it Total Bellas, I feel like it's definitely...
Bellas and Company.
There you go.
Bellas and Company. Hillary Nee Koo tweeted, if the Lizzie McGuire reboot could live up to your vision, would you move forward with the revival?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was the main sticking point there?
Oh, okay. Disney Plus was very new, you know? And I think they were, like, figuring out their... And we were figuring out our... And,
right.
Like, and so I am optimistic.
Okay, very good. Let's take questions for our virtual fans. Eric from Texas, what's your question for Hillary Duff?
Cheers, y'all. I just want to say I'm having a magnificent time. You all look impeccable, and this is a great way to start my 2023.
Oh.
Hillary, were you surprised at how much fans freaked out last year by you hanging out with your ex, Joel Madden and Nicole Richie? And how was it going on a group date with them?
Did people freak out about that?
Yes.
People were happy about that? They were happy or they just couldn't believe that you have a good relationship with your ex?
By the way, I have a good relationship with their whole family. So I think
That's
people
good.
Were like, what? I don't know. We're neighbors.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, we're neighbors. And we actually... hang out all the time.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, I know. I was just in her driveway honking for her to come drink wine with us the other day.
Oh, that's so funny. Wait, this is an enclave.
She was like asleep by 8.
Is Jennifer Lawrence your neighbor also?
That's
a different area.
They moved.
Okay.
Yes, they've moved.
Because Adele also was in
yes,
that area.
I think most of those people are gone now.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm just giving all the dirt. But,
oh, right.
Yeah, but
yes.
Now they're our neighbors, and now we get them to hike with all the time. And
perfect.
You know what? It's... lovely.
That's really nice.
Yeah, but I think the whole world's mind was blown for
right.
a hot second. And then anytime we would hang out, my husband is a giant troll. It's one of my favorite things about him. But he would just Photoshop. Oh, well, actually, right when they moved in, for some reason, Matt photoshopped a picture of Joel and Benj in a photo with me on Valentine's Day. And was like, happy Valentine's Day, honey. And so this was like before we started hanging out. And I think Joel was like, and Nicole was like, oh my God, they don't like us. And we've just moved in here next to them. And but now they just know that Matt is a big troll and right. likes to have lots of fun.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Wow, he's a troll. Here's Ian from Georgia with a question for Nikki Bella. Hey, Ian, what's your question?
Hey, Dilfy Andy, how are you?
Yeah. Wow, Dilfy Andy.
Hey, so my question for Nikki, what are your thoughts on the rumor from Des Moines that you and Artem are not legally married?
Oh, not legally married? So we are. We have a license in Paris and we have a license here in the U.S. I mean, it's confidential, so I don't know if someone tried to search for it and couldn't find it, but yeah. We're legally married twice.
I was witness
in two countries. And thanks, we have a baby.
Thank you. Hillary Angel Haracha wants to know if what was the vibe at that 2003 Vanity Fair photo shoot? That famous cover with all the girls of the moment. Good?
It was a vibe.
It was a vibe. Nikki Genesis Mary Lou wants to know how it made you feel to see your husband so emotional during your wedding vows.
Oh, my gosh. It was really, really cute. It was probably the most emotional I've ever seen him, I think all of us. But it makes you fall in love with them more because you just see their heart so pure and right there. What? Aww. Why is that funny?
Well, just so pure. That's funny.
Why? Because we have sex?
Yeah, exactly. Like, pure, you think, you know.
But, like, the love's pure. Yeah. I love... She's a bartender?
Yeah, she's catcalling you.
That's right.
Hillary's husband pulled a Tom Schwartz and got her name tattooed on his butt, which is a romantic gesture that you can never wipe off. But now that my clubhouse booze has washed away my sanity, I want to play a cheeky little trivia game all about my guests called Come Clean, Queen. Okay, our announcer, Paul, is going to let the rain fall down with factoids about one of my two guests who will have to dramatically stare into the camera. I'm going to guess who it's about. Okay, Paul, first fact.
When she was younger, this mini menace used to stay up past curfew in her apartment complex, putting maxi pads all over the security cart. Was it Hillary or Nikki?
I think it was Nikki. No, it was Hillary. You know what? I was gonna guess you, but your poker face was so good. Give me another one, Paul.
You know you're in trouble when you're in such a bind to find a bathroom, you have to go inside your own car like this lady. Was it Hillary or Nikki?
Well, I was gonna say Hillary because she lives in LA, but I'm gonna say Nikki.
Yes!
Okay, very good.
Wait, what?
And I was nursing at this, like,
hold on, I also did that. Oh,
wait, you
need
a nurse?
Everyone in LA has feet in their car, right?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Oh my God, I love it.
Give me another one, Paul.
I was about to celebrate, and then I was like, she's celebrating. Wait, what do you do?
When this lady worked on a project with Gary Busey, he wanted to mail the whole cast a jar of his farts with a feather so everyone could use the feather to waft his gas around the room and think of him. Was it Hillary or Nikki?
I'm just trying to think who would have worked with Gary Busey. Nikki, what did you do with Gary Busey?
Okay, so Brie and I did an independent film, like, I can tell you, like, forever ago, okay. Obviously.
Yes.
And he was a part of the cast. It was crazy shit I've ever been a part of, right? But when we did the rap and everyone's saying their sweet things, he was... in a very serious manner, like, I'm gonna mail you all a jar of my farts with a feather so I can smell it and think
so
of
we could remember him.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, is that for real?
For real.
Okay. Yeah. It is time for Watch What Happens. Five, How I Met Your Father is giving us classic multicam vibes with the laugh track, which harkens back to a simpler time. I want to know how that style would serve some not-so-simple personalities known as Bravo celebrities as we count down the top five Bravo moments that could have used a laugh track. Adding some oohs and ahs to our number five moment will take you right to church. It's Vicki Gunvalson comparing herself to who?
I'm being nailed to the cross like Jesus was, and he did nothing wrong. did nothing wrong. He was nailed to the cross. That's how I feel.
Okay, it doesn't take a degree from Hampton University to understand audience reactions really enhance our number four clip. Here's Karen's hot box tirade.
You want to talk about your fiery box that's on fire and that's why you can't keep a man? You're a broken whore from Hampton University and everybody knows it. And that's why we went to Sing Sing.
At number three, Margaret gave us a reason to push that laugh track button when she and Joe pushed Marty in the pool. Watch.
You emasculate him every pump.
Get it. Oh.
Your husband's in the pool.
Nothing makes an audience put their hands together quite like someone taking their leg apart. Number two is Aviva's leg toss.
The only
funny
thing
to watch with
that is artificial or fake about me.
That's Atlas.
They say this is the last straw. I mean, this is the last leg.
Terrible.
Number one moment could be from a show called How I Met Your Mistress. Here's Bethany and Luann exposing Tom.
Please don't let it be about Tom.
It's about Tom.
How could you do this to me?
You know what? Sharing that list with you all was really special. Now they're going to add it to everything I do. I want to thank Hillary, Nikki, and Bree for being here. See you Sunday night, everybody. Watch our after show on Twitter now. Stay here.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We are back. Hilary Duff stars on How I Met Your Father. New episodes drop Tuesdays on Hulu. Nikki Bella's wedding special, Nikki Bella Says I Do,
yes,
airs
I do.
Thursdays on Hulu. Could also probably see Brie Bella on the show.
Maid of honor. Maid of honor of the year, or many years, century.
My staff.
Wait, do you guys have other siblings?
Yeah, younger brother who's so wild.
Ooh.
I bet.
Thought she was
more
crazy.
Wild than me.
Really? Oh, yeah. What does he do?
What He's a recruiter.
Oh. Recruiter for what?
Corporate helps people find jobs.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Hillary, my team wants to know if you realize how much gay guys are obsessed with your song Sparks.
I think I know and have an appreciation.
Delilah Dreams wants to know if you were in fact a big Laguna Beach fan and did you get a kick out of hearing the song as the show's theme?
I just didn't.
Right.
I didn't watch. You guys, I have to tell you. I confess obsessed. Something right now?
Yeah.
Okay. In a moment in time when you could not record TV shows.
Yes.
I was on tour.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I miss a huge chunk of like big
yes.
things that people talk about that I didn't get to experience, and then my song was like the theme
yeah.
song, and
yeah.
I loved that. I did love that Aww. Because it like. I mean, I lived at MTV for a while, so.
Well, I was gonna say, was that a situation where MTV just kind of bartered with your record label and said, we'll give the song extra promo and put it as the theme? Or did you get super rich by them?
Okay,
using
I definitely
it
didn't
the
get
theme?
Super rich by them using it as a theme. And I am not gonna pretend to know what went on in the background for
right.
them to use it.
Yeah.
But they used it. They also used the song Sweet 16 for like that Sweet 16 show.
Right, right.
So they love me for like
giving
they love
them
me
free,
over there.
Right, yeah.
I don't know how much money I made from it. I don't think a lot.
Right.
But maybe Disney did.
Right. Let's go back to virtual fans. Jeff from California, what's your question for Hillary?
Hi, Hillary. You are a legend, an icon, queen of pop. I love all of your music. My question for you is, what is your favorite memory working with Jennifer Coolidge on A Christmas Story? And were there any conversations about making a sequel?
Cinderella Story, right?
Cinderella
yeah,
Story.
Yeah, yeah.
The Christmas Story was the movie no one saw. I'm just kidding. No, I can't even begin to tell you how much I've just been like obsessed with this past year for Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah.
Like, it's been really cool to see. And my favorite moment was her rubbing salmon on her face while filming A Cinderella Story and talking about the Omegas. My son actually started eating sushi when he was like 3 and had a similar moment. And I looked and I was like, you're just rubbing raw salmon on your face and it's like soft, and he liked it and it reminded me of her. And,
I bet.
And she's just everything.
And I'm sure you were like, this is happening to me twice in my life.
Yeah. But it's just, she's always been a lovely human being, but I'm really proud to see her moment. And I think it just reminds me that being in this industry, I feel so lucky that anything can happen at any stage.
Yes.
It's so dope.
It's true.
Oh, I love
okay, that. Here's Lauren, also from California, with a question for Nikki Bella.
Hi, Nikki. Hi, Andy. Hi, Hillary. Did participating in last year's Royal Rumble make you at all want to come out of retirement from the WWE, or has that ship fully sailed?
No, it for sure has. I've always felt in me that I have one more last run, which I'd love to do with her. Tag team champs. And I would just love for it to be when my son's old enough to be ringside and know and appreciate what mommy's doing and kicking butt and feeling empowered. And so hopefully that's in like a year or two. And I still look good. Be the MILF team, right, Breezy?
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah.
I think
so
you have more than a year or two of
right.
looking
I mean,
good.
Come on. I mean, no. I got like 30.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, 50.
We can be the GILF team, too.
Yes. Oh,
grand
MILFy, MILFy, yeah. MILFy. Yeah. 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 Hillary and Nikki and Brie Bella. For more, on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.